WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got 2 words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Went to the Upside Down for season premiere of Monday Night Raw. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. All you gotta do is click the purple button below the screen. It is that simple. You can use Curry Code Rock Talk and then send more than a 49 item shopper. Because hashtag Epic Partner. I am the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward. Oh, your mic is bad. You went into the Upside Down. Holy, you've gone. You're staticky. My goodness, chat. Anyway, we're here. We're live. It's a Monday night. I heard it as we went to the intro that she went wonky. That was weird. Maybe she's better now. Well, hopefully. She still made it. Anyway, to answer your question, yeah, where they have this crossover series that has ended, and it makes no sense in my opinion. Welcome to Netflix. They're the ones who made it. They're the ones who promoted it. And the series just ended 4 days ago. 5 days ago. It's called Promotion for the series, which you can watch on Netflix.
Is it better?
Hey, look at that.
I'm sorry about that. We were just talking before the show. Like, what happened in between? Like,
you must have done something before, because I heard it crackle when we went live.
Anything.
It was weird. You were really, really weird. Anyway.
Like, I didn't do anything. Can you please stop with that joke? I'm very serious.
Lindsay pink slipped her audio, apparently. Anyway, it's Monday. It's Monday Night Raw. They didn't do the thing for the men, but boy, by God, they did it for the women. 2 title changes on Monday Night Raw.
Can I talk about the Netflix thing, since I didn't get to?
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, I like the set. I thought the set was cool. I like the props. Like, I understand. I agree it is weird that they did it. I feel like they should have done it last week. I'm on board with that, because the season finale was this past week on New Year's Day or New Year's Eve or whatever, unless there's the rumor of a secret episode and it's coming. And that would be the only reason they would do it. But like, I liked the promotion. I thought it was cool. I thought the way that they integrated it was great. It wasn't too intrusive. It was just kind of the set and some effects. And that was pretty much it. Like, I thought the belt they made for it was really cool. But yeah, like, it could have been worse, y'all. It could have been a lot worse.
Someone could have come from the Upside Down and appeared on Raw.
We could have had a demon in the shape of a demigorgon, in the shape of a demon, come from the Upside Down and attack people, and that's not what happened.
I wasn't talking about a demon. I was more talking about someone who was under the learning tree.
Yeah, no, we don't talk about him. We don't summon him.
The crowd started to a little bit tonight.
they were calling for him. I question their judgment on that greatly, but they were calling for him.
They were calling for him. But here's the tough thing about it, right? For the Stranger Things stuff. It had to be done on this show. Because last week is the holiday show. It wasn't going to be seen as much by people, especially with all the new episodes of Stranger Things have been coming out. Raw has not been in the top 10, and people freak out about it. It was the season premiere of the 1 year anniversary, so it made sense to do it on this show. And a show end, and the difference between the show ending on New Year's Eve compared to now, compared to 10 years ago, when it's on regular broadcast television or whatever, where you have to watch it at a certain time, completely different, because there are people who still haven't seen it. And it's still good promotion for the show. It's a different era where it's like, hey, it ended here, but people haven't even started the show.
I've never watched Stranger Things. I've never seen it.
I only started watching it 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that. So,
like, the only thing I really know about it is I know stuff that I've seen from, like, promos and trailers and stuff like that and other people I know who watch it. But, like, I know it was shot here. And that's the most I really know about it. Because my dad, like, was an extra on it. So that's all I can tell you about.
I forgot he was an extra on it.
I don't think he made TV, but yeah, he was an extra on it.
Anyway, let's get into the show that had some Stranger Things that were not so Stranger Things. We opened with the women's tag team titles. It was the Kabuki Warriors taking on Rhea Ripley and Io Sky.
This was a really good opening match. I mean, you would expect it to be, right? Like, you would honestly expect it to be good, right? Given the people that are involved. You can't say anything bad about it because they reasons, you know?
Oh, yeah. You had four really good workers and put on a hell of a match. And we have new tag team champs.
They did. They pulled the trigger on Io and Rhea. They are your brand new women's tag team champions. They were very happy in the back celebrating.
They were. They were very happy. The crowd enjoyed it. It was the right move. We're gearing up for WrestleMania season, so putting the belts on Rhea and Io heading into this run, especially as they go overseas. Not a bad idea.
Makes complete sense to do it. Like, it makes all the sense in the world to put the titles on them because it gives them, ultimately, it gives them something to do, which is exactly what needs to happen, you know?
Oh, yeah. We also have the Women's Intercontinental Championship on the line. Becky Lynch, Maxine Dupree.
This gets better every time we see it. Like, it's still not what I would term gangbusters, but as they continue to work together and they get to know each other, they improve.
You can see Maxine has improved from working with Becky and Natty, training with Natty, etc. But in-ring experience on live television with Becky Lynch has definitely upped Maxine's game a little bit. Is she still not the greatest? No, but she's a lot better than she was. She's clunky at times, but for the most part, she held her own. It was a solid match. Becky won the belt back again. WrestleMania season heating up. It was the right move because we gotta get Becky into a program for WrestleMania, and Maxine was not going to be featured in big plans for WrestleMania, but she had a nice run for a few weeks, so it all worked out.
It was a good boost for Maxine. It puts her in a good position moving forward, especially heading into the Rumble and heading into WrestleMania season, because you could put her in a mid-level program for Mania and it would be fine. And the best part about it is it gets her out of being the side chick for Otis and Tozawa. Not that there was anything wrong with her being their valet slash manager, but it puts her on a road where she can stand on her own. And you can take Otis and you can take Tozawa and you can do something else with them. And it sort of breaks up that group because they were really at an end with it. There wasn't a whole lot you could do with it, especially with Gable leaving. And they had kind of like beat the proverbial horse to death on that. So I think breaking her away from the group is the absolute right thing to do. And they can redo her theme and they can redo other stuff. Like, they can evolve her character slowly over time. But this is that real first step where she's sort of now spreading her wings and starting to fly on her own. Because she has a confidence level in the ring that she didn't have maybe a year ago or 2 years ago or whenever the gimmick started. Like, she just wasn't there proficiency-wise in the ring. Now she is. So it's now you can start to push her in that direction if you want to. Like, I don't think she'll ever be spectacular, but she's decent.
Yeah, she's a solid hand who Give you a solid match when you need it. The women's world champion was on the show wearing a walking boot. Not what you want to see.
No.
She came up with an ankle injury after last week. She talked about how great it was. Great year she had. Nothing will stop her. Then she spoke in Spanish, could not tell you what she said. Corey was going to try to tell us. Until Raquel Rodriguez showed up and attacked Stephanie Vaquer from behind. Slammed her ankle into the mat a few times. Tahana bomb. And then she went for the chair. She was going to pilmanize the leg. Till Adam Pearce, Daivari, Shane Helms came out to stop her. She was helped to the back. She was then attacked again by Raquel Rodriguez and had to be ejected from the building. Shane Helms had to like basically drag her out of the building. They made Raquel look strong at the expense of whatever this injury may be for Stephanie Vaquer.
Hopefully it's nothing too serious. I don't think it is, seeing as they let her bump with it. Like, it might just be like a twisted ankle. We're going to hope that's what it is or something like that. Or it's a false injury that they're... promote or that they're using for their advantage. But I think you had to do this for Raquel. You really, 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 really did. And this is, again, to the point with Maxine. Raquel has kind of been Liv's side chick and the Judgment Day side chick for a while now. She's had her moments where she's gotten to shine. But if the eventuality is that she's going to come out of Judgment Day, you need to put her in a strong position, and you could book her as an absolute beast if you really, really, really wanted to. And they were kind of headed that direction with her before she got hurt before. And then they kind of put her in Judgment Day when she came back, and she's been there ever since, which is fine. It works for her. But I think if the plan is to do something with her, you need to do everything you can to just make her look like a monster and make her look as strong as possible, especially going up against somebody as popular as Stephanie, right? Like, you just, You have to do that. So I think this was a good decision. I think it was smart. I hope she's not vacating the title of man's. Like, when she had the boot on and she was out there with the title, I'm like, oh, please don't vacate. Please don't vacate. Please don't vacate. Please don't do it. I just want to know what happened. Like, did it happen in the match last week?
It could have. I don't. We'll probably find out details of what it is as the days go on. Liv Morgan took on Lyra Valkyria. Liv got the win. You had Bayley chase Roxanne out of the arena. Liv looked good in her return. Clearly going to be the face of the division.
She looked fine, yeah. She looked really good. Everything seems to be smooth and there's not any rust on her. So you can tell she's been working it off and she's ready to go. I have no qualms with what happened. I thought it was a good match.
It's a good match. Good workers. Good match. Liv needed to win on television because she's going to be a clear focus of the division. Yes, they said she injured it, but I wonder where in the match she injured it last week. Because they've also been touring, so I don't know if she's been in action or not during the tours. So could be a combination of things.
We're going to hope that she just needs to wear a boot for a couple weeks and she's fine.
We did not see on Raw, but it happened during commercial. Javon Evans is now part of Monday Night Raw.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
Adam Pearce signed him to a contract. Adam Pearce got in the face of one Gunther, who then came to the ring. He talked about how he was asked to show a little bit of respect. But what about respect for him here? He made John Cena do the one thing. The man who made John Cena tap out like a little... Cue AJ Styles coming to the ring. Gunther was taunting AJ. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? And then you can't see me. He's like, what are you going to do? AJ slapped Gunther in the face. AJ asked, what are you going to do about it? You ain't going to do nothing. And that's what I thought. He dropped the mic. He went to the back. Gunther was then going to complain to Adam Pearce. AJ Styles quickly got involved. I'm like, what are you going to do about it? Come on now. You want to fight? Let's fight. Gunther's like, I want him. I want him. Next week. So next week, for the first time ever in Germany, AJ Styles versus Gunther. Oh, I never thought it was going to be the retirement match, LeMans. That was never going to be the play. As for them doing so soon, you got a tour of Europe coming. You need some big matches.
Yeah.
To kind of focus on Monday Night Raw. So them doing some big matches is probably going to be the big move for the next few weeks. You're going to get at least a good big main event every week. You would think that, but I don't think AJ wants that. I think AJ's just going to wrestle till he's done. And then have a final match, but not make a big deal about it. Because I think he doesn't want the Cena retirement. Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't want the Cena send off. And plus, we all saw how the Cena send off went. So, like, to give Gunther the essentially the Legend Killer gimmick, it would be okay. But the problem is it doesn't suit his character really well. Like, he's a braggart, and he's getting more cocky, and he's getting more sure of himself. But just, you know, being the Legend Killer, I don't feel like that suits him. And I feel like he shouldn't be forced to become the retirement guy, right? Because, like, you have Cena retire, and they gave him that, and that's fine. AJ's already indicated he's getting ready to retire. So it's like, pretty much, I'm going to call my shot, and then we're going to give the last match to Gunther. I feel like for AJ, number one, Gunther doesn't need that. They could give that to somebody else and use it as a way to boost somebody else. That's always a good thing. And two, you have more people that are potentially coming to retire. I hope they don't. I sincerely hope they don't, but it's very likely that they are. And so you don't want Gunther to just become the retirement guy, right? Like, you don't want that for him, because that puts him in a really awkward position of, oh, well, you know, at some point it's going to be, oh, well, he's fighting so-and-so, so they must be on their way out, right? Because it's Gunther. So we know that that's kind of being broadcast. So I think just Gunther and AJ having the match and then doing the touring and having a series of matches, and then AJ goes for however long AJ wants to go, that's totally fine. And then whenever AJ's done, AJ's done.
I think he's probably going to get that gimmick, but they're not going to hype it as much because he got Goldberg, he got Cena, he'll probably get Brock. Will be the next victim of retirement. That's the big
just that leave.
I get that, but that's the big fish. So there's that.
Honestly, I would love to see like Oba roll up and be the one to retire Brock.
Not gonna happen. Be cool, but it's not gonna happen.
Oh, I know.
Let's see. Usos celebrated in the crowd. They told everyone to come get some. Rey Mysterio talked to Dragon Lee. Said he would be champion again. Penta said he and Rey were cool. I got your back. That plays in the key for your main event. The world's heavyweight title on the line, CM Punk and Bron Breakker. CM Punk came out in a Michigan colored inspired varsity jacket, shades of the old Steiner brothers. This was a really good match, really strong main event. But as you had interference from Bronson Reed, Logan Paul, Austin Theory, who got taken out by what was formerly known as the LWO. Well, they tried to team Penta up with Rey at Phoenix, and then Penta got hurt.
He got hurt.
So, you know.
It's cursed. It's cursed.
Yeah, and they'll eventually do it at some point. But if you watch the match, and you watch it very closely, you could tell it was booked for a Punk win.
Oh, yeah.
They gave Braun big spots, but he was booked in a way where it was clear it was going to be a Punk win at the end. Yeah, it's surprising, but it's okay. I know people are going to be mad at the finish, and rightfully so. There's room to complain about it. But I think in the end, it was the right call, pending what you have for WrestleMania. If Bron Breakker is featured in a main event match, wins the Rumble, yeah, then that's fine. If Bron Breakker isn't figured into the world title plans going forward, then you gotta figure it out. But I think as Brent mentions, he lost the IC title clean before. He needs to learn and grow. And yeah, the experience will help him. I'm curious to see who will be the challenger for Punk at the Royal Rumble, because that's a big to-do. I'm okay with them making a big deal of Bron Breakker winning the Rumble, possibly. And if anyone was going to interfere with the man's, I thought it would have been Rollins.
Is he better? Is he healed?
He's not ready to wrestle, but he can stomp. But then that would have been the weird thing to have Rollins help Punk, and I don't think you could get the story to pass that for the interference. That's all. I don't think LA Knight was going to be... LA Knight made no sense to help Punk, because Punk's allies are kind of Rey Mysterio and friends at this point, because he kind of has burnt some bridges with LA Knight.
A little bit.
Even though LA Knight has problems with the Vision, I think logical, you know, storytelling kind of doesn't make sense for LA Knight to help. But he was also not taken out by Bron Breakker. And that's the key. If Breakker took him out, that would have been more of a reason to bring him back for it. And also, you got a Royal Rumble coming up. You're probably saving a lot for that.
Yeah, you kind of have to. Like, that's part of it, is you have to save the story at some stage for the Rumble. I don't really necessarily mind that Braun lost here. I'm truly okay with it, because to me, for his first win, they're building him into something. They're trying to put him on that next level. And I feel like a title win here doesn't serve that purpose well. Like, it was a good main event. It was a good test for him. It was a good way to see how this is all going to go. But there was way too much interference, right? Like, I think if I want Braun to win, I want him to win clean.
and have a very definitive, decisive victory, because he kind of looks a little bit, it lessens him to have the entire rest of the Vision interfere on his behalf just for him to get the win. It works for Seth because Seth is the cowardly heel, right? Or he's the cocky heel, so he needs the help. But in Braun's case, he shouldn't need the help because they built him into this absolute like beast of a monster kind of character. So he should be able to go out there and handle someone like Punk on his own. So I think this was the right call here. I know people will disagree with me, but I think it was the right call to keep the title on Punk, because you only have Braun get angrier, right? And you only have Braun stew and, you know, try to figure out what to do next.
And the one thing that caught my eye, I think it was yesterday on Twitter, or maybe this morning, CM Punk's first title defense was tonight.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that, but I was like, yeah, because they had War Games. He didn't defend it. He's done it on house shows, on the event, but not on television. So this was his first title defense. I was like, huh. Because of that, I was like, they're keeping the belt on him. It just felt that way. And that's ultimately what happened. But yeah, it was clearly a book match for Punk winning, because you had all the interference. You had, and the key sign of it was him mocking Punk with the go to sleep. It was at that moment, yeah. It was like, he's a little too much. They're leaning too heavy into him destroying Punk, so Punk's gonna overcome it, and that's ultimately what happened. Cockiness got in Braun's way. I think the next time they battle, it will go in Braun's favor.
Yeah, Braun just needs to learn to be a little bit more crafty, less cocky, more crafty, to take out someone like Punk.
Be interesting to see how the Vision react and move forward from there. But that was the 1 year anniversary of Raw on Netflix. Good show.
It got strange, y'all.
It was a Stranger Things crossover with no Stranger Things people there. I figured they would have got someone.
Nah. They're nah. I don't know how many of them live here. Or would have been available. Like, I don't know. But yeah, like, it was fine. Like, it was a good show. It was a good premiere. I know some things didn't happen that people wanted to happen. I'm personally fine with the fact that those things didn't happen. But it is what it is.
Again, the Royal Rumble's coming up.
No.
Which means if you want in on the Royal Rumble entry contest, just say I'm in and you can join. But I'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network this Thursday. It's the Ramblin' Award, celebrating the best of 2025 on the rack.
Ooh, that's right. Tune in. We will let you know our winners of the annual Ramblin' Award. So tune in, check that out. It's the rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
Saturday night, CB Radio, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday night, it's WTR Sunday Night Russell Talk Radio live, 10 p.m. Eastern. As for this show, pulling up the handy-dandy calendar to inform you, we are not back live for the Raw Post Show until January 26th. You will get a Raw review on the 22nd on the rack, but no Raw Post Show for the next 2 weeks because they are going to be overseas. Next week's Raw starts at 3 p.m. Eastern. Or 2 p.m. Eastern. 11 a.m. Pacific. Probably the same thing for next week. So, we're gone for a couple weeks for the Raw Post Show, but that's okay. We'll talk about things, that the big stuff that happens on the rack Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio chat. If you have that Amazon Prime link, it's your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use credit card RocketSock or
Lynn's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy Back to the Future, Stranger Things, and more, because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LynnsWard, and you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211 chat. We'll see you for the Ramblin' Awards this Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, and all week long along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.